1. The 30th year, A.D. 24. After taking leave of Gonad and Gained at Charax in December of A.D. 23, Jesus returned by way of Ur to Babylon, where he joined a desert caravan that was on its way to Damascus. From Damascus he went to Nazareth, stopping only a few hours at Capernaum, where he paused to call on Zebedee's family. There he met his brother James, who had some time previously come over to work in his place in Zebedee's workshop. After talking with James and Jude, who also chanced to be in Capernaum, and after turning over to his brother James the little house which John Zebedee had managed to buy, Jesus went on to Nazareth. At the end of his Mediterranean journey, Jesus had received sufficient money to meet his living expenses almost up to the time of the beginning of his public ministry. But aside from Zebedee of Capernaum and the people whom he met on this extraordinary trip, the world never knew that he made this journey. His family always believed that he spent this time in study at Alexandria. Jesus never confirmed these beliefs, neither did he make open denial of such misunderstandings. During his stay of a few weeks at Nazareth, Jesus visited with his family and friends, spent some time at the repair shop with his brother Joseph, but devoted most of his attention to Mary and Ruth. Ruth was then nearly 15 years old, and this was Jesus' first opportunity to have long talks with her since she had become a young woman. Both Simon and Jude had for some time wanted to get married, but they disliked to do this without Jesus' consent. Accordingly, they had postponed these events, hoping for their eldest brother's return. Though they all regarded James as the head of the family in most matters, when it came to getting married, they wanted the blessing of Jesus. So Simon and Jude were married at a double wedding in early March of this year, A.D. 24. All the older children were now married. Only Ruth, the youngest, remained at home with Mary. Jesus visited with the individual members of his family quite normally and naturally, but when they were all together he had so little to say that they remarked about it among themselves. Mary especially was disconcerted by this unusually peculiar behavior of her firstborn son. About the time Jesus was preparing to leave Nazareth, the conductor of a large caravan which was passing through the city was taken violently ill, and Jesus, being a linguist, volunteered to take his place. Since the trip would necessitate his absence for a year, and inasmuch as all his brothers were married, and his mother was living at home with Ruth, Jesus called a family conference at which he proposed that his mother and Ruth go to Capernaum to live in the home which he had so recently given to James. Accordingly, a few days after Jesus left with the caravan, Mary and Ruth moved to Capernaum, where they lived for the rest of Mary's life in the home that Jesus had provided. Joseph and his family moved into the old Nazareth home. This was one of the more unusual years in the inner experience of the Son of Man. Great progress was made in effecting working harmony between his human mind and the indwelling adjuster. The adjuster had been actively engaged in reorganizing the thinking and in rehearsing the mind for the great events which were in the not-then-distant future. The personality of Jesus was preparing for his great change in attitude toward the world. These were the in-between times, the transition stage of that being who began life as God appearing as man, and who is now making ready to complete his earth career as man appearing as God.